Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's the streets. It's time for us to get started. We're having a couple of technical difficulties, but I can tell you this. We're going to get it right. Once we get it right, we're going to keep it moving. It's your boy T-Row, L Boogie, Jewel's G. We definitely going to take you to a whole nother level on this Fanatic Friday. You know what I'm saying? July 18th. Big shout out to my pops. Today my pops' birthday. You know what I mean? Big shout out to L Boogie on the recovery mode. We on some rehab. You know what I mean? Got to get it in. But, yeah. L Boogie, if you can see the screen, baby, we need you to get this screen together, big dog. But other than that, you know, on today's big topics, we got the Open Championships that started up yesterday. Tiger Woods looked like he was going to do something, but then fell off today. Rory, good old Rory McIlroy, looked like he's ready to, you know, contend to bring an Open Championship to the crib. We're going to definitely see about that. And then there's a whole lot of other news that we're going to get into and we're going to talk about, especially with these other signings. And what's going on? We got some NFL news. Chris Cluey, Minnesota Vikings kicker, is suing the Minnesota Vikings. And we're going to get into that. You know, it's a lot of good things jumping off. A lot of people going a lot of places. We'll definitely get into that. Discussions of the big debate about Kevin Love going to Cleveland to try to join LeBron. We don't know what's going to happen there, but the owner, Dan Gilbert, says he's cool with trading Andrew Wiggins, who was the number one pick this year, and also last year's number one pick in Anthony Bennett. So we're going to definitely see what's going on that side of things. Hopefully, you know, Cleveland will get it right. Looks like they're trying to move in the right direction. Oh, we had the Major League Baseball All-Star Game on Tuesday. Fairly good game. American League ended up winning the game 5-3. Your boy Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels. That's what I'm talking about, man. Technical difficulties, homeboy. When we can get these technical difficulties straightened out, man, I think we can be all right. How you feel out there, Cole? What's the deal?
Oh, man, you already know, man. The streets is talking, and you know when the streets is talking, man, we going to give them what they looking for, man. You know what I mean? So
that's what I'm talking about.
We back in full effect. And, man, let's start it off. Why not give a little bit to them, man? You know what I mean? Let's recoup and let them understand that.
They can't stop raining, this is the streets, man, let's go. I'm bringing different toilets, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the Raymond, my nigga is the plaintiff, yeah. I know what you thinking, fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew, and the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome, or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future, don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows, but will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script, slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga, minus the rumors. Holla if you feel me nigga, the streets is not only watching but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm
Oh, sure, with a twist of hip-hop, man, we had a little technical difficulty, but it's all good, man, we back. It's a lot going on in the sports world. I just had Kobe Bryant surgery, I want to call it. I just got my Achilles heel operated on Wednesday. But, you know, They can't stop greatness, man. I bounce back up like, you know, round ball. So it's all good, you know. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. You know, they can't hold us down, bro. The devil is a lie. So we back. And speaking of a devil is a lie, what's up with Donald Sterling, man? His tactics. You know what I mean? Got my man, you know, don't act like he might want to get hesitant. Don't want to buy the team now. See, all this is playing. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. All this is playing now, bro. This is ludicrous.
I thought June 3rd was the day we supposed to have this settled. Here we go. They talking about July 21st. We got to wait till Monday? Are you serious? Come on, man. I'm tired of talking about Donald Trump. Sell the team, for God's sake.
Man, he need to sell the team. Know what's going on with that guy. But what's up with your guy, man? What's up with Tiger? I told you. Bass and make good day.
Man, you know what? I'm glad you're talking about Tiger, man. Okay, let's start the show off with Tiger, man. Yeah, it's the Open Championships going on, another major, you know, the third major before the last one comes up. And this one is held in England, El Boogie. And, you know, if you want to watch it, you're either going to get up super early or you're going to stay up super late. So, I mean, you know, the times of when the golf starts is about 1:30 in the morning where you can, you know, watch it all day through the rest of the day for the simple fact that the time difference for us to England is that, you know, their morning is our late night. So 9 o'clock in the morning is 1 o'clock. They 9 a.m. is our 1 a.m. So, you know, if you come from the club and you kicking it and can't go to sleep, well, no, ESPN, you can watch them boys play that golf. But, El Boogie, I will say this. Tiger is disappointing right now. I saw him yesterday, you know, and he was a 3-under yesterday. Looked real good. He was in tied for ninth place in great contention. And then today, I just don't know what happened. He's a +2. He made the cut, though. He made the cut. But here we are, it's tied for 131st. I just don't get it, El Boogie. But you know, the good thing about golf is that four long days, the weather can, you know, drastically change from 1 minute to another. So I'm hoping that tomorrow, I'm hoping that the weather changes so that Tiger can step up and do what he did on day one, because day two was not good at all. What's your thoughts about him, El Boogie? You surprised at where he's at, or this is where you thought he was going to be after day two?
I'm very surprised. Well, I'm very surprised about where he is going into day three. I thought he might be maybe in the 20s, maybe in the 30s, but not, you know, not tied for 56. You know, in one shot. Right. You know what I mean? It was just, he's 131st right now. Am I right, T-Row?
Yeah, tied for 131st with a plus two.
Right.
You know,
right. I apologize
about
that. I said 56. I'm sorry. That was going into the ninth hole. But
right.
He really, after shooting a good round yesterday, see, I can expect that from me and you, you know, because we're not professional. But you can't, you know, go minus three yesterday and come back and be a plus two and one shot away from being cut. I don't get it. You know, I hope that he, you know what I'm saying, he can get better. But I'm very disappointed in Tiger, but just like I said, Ro, what did I tell you? The next time Tiger Woods win a major, it might be to the next Olympics. And that's 2016.
I mean, that's not far, but that's far.
As far considering Tiger, what was last time? When was Tiger's last major win, Ro?
2008 Open Championship, right before he had the knee surgery, when everybody thought that he was flopping. Every time he hit it, he grabbed that knee. But he ended up winning that tournament. But that was a long,
2008.
That was a long time ago.
Wow. That was, and listen to this, bro, the reason why I say that, because not only was it a long time ago, and like you said, he went through some ordeals, went through some situations, and for him to, I'm thinking like this, bro. For him to be one of the highest paid athletes in the world and not win a major in 6 years, that's disappointing. Call it what you want. Call it, you know, injuries. But I guess we set a high standard. When you're Tiger Woods, I at least expect one every, you know, maybe 3 years. Right now, and I'm not saying discrediting anyone else, but you're letting guys like Phil Mickelson, you know what I mean, Lefty. My man, he's got more, you know, over the last couple of years, he's got a couple more, but he has majors. And I really want Tiger to get it together. I hope that he does. But he got to go back to, you know, golf is mental. It's mental. He got to go back to being that guy. He has to go back to being that guy, Ro. Bands make good day. So, and speaking of bands, bands that make her dance, your boy Lanston took a stance. I told you. Remember what did I tell you? Because of that, people were going to renege on Lance Stephenson and give him less money. And look what happened. Even though it was only a one, you know, he got 2 year, $20 million. The other deal was 5 year, $44 million. So I don't know if he's following suit like LeBron, you know what I mean, with the just taking 2 year deals so he can try to get more money when the deadline comes. I mean, when they do the TV revenue and the salary cap gets higher. So smart move or not a smart move by Lance? I mean, you think he should have took the deal? I thought he should have took the deal in Indiana. That was the best deal he was going to get, 11 a year.
Well, understand this, L Boogie. When I saw that he turned down the money to, you know, of Indiana to go to Charlotte, I was thinking this, L Boogie. You know, we don't always get to hear and see what's going on in the locker room, but when you hear about it, when the information or the news comes from the locker room to the public, then it makes it kind of obvious of what you're looking at. And what I mean by that is that the last 2 months of the NBA regular season, we saw an NBA franchise in the Indiana Pacers do something we've never saw done before. Now, granted, they did make it to the Eastern Conference Finals after all it was said and done. They got to where they wanted to be. But their road was kind of rocky, L Boogie. We all thought that they were going to make it to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals, and do something like beat the Miami Heat to where they could go back to the NBA Finals. But the last 2 months of the season, L Boogie, we saw something that we've never saw happen before to an NBA team. You have one of the best records in the league, and in the last 2 months, you don't know who you fighting with, and it was kind of ridiculous to see, but we saw it, and I can't say that I've seen this picture before because it was something brand new, and I think that what Lance Stephenson saw, how the Indiana Pacers almost crumbled and let it slip out their fingertips, I think that he kind of saw something in Indiana, kind of like LeBron now knows how to win without Miami. Not saying that LeBron wasn't a winner in Cleveland. He just became a champion in Miami. Now he wants to take that back to Cleveland and get it done. And, you know, Lance Stephenson is just like, you know, I don't want to be part of this. If they're going to be like this, let me try something different. So, I mean, if you're not going to pay Lance Stephenson, the guy who led your team in triple-doubles and was a key piece to your puzzle, I mean, you should have gave him more than $11 million. I know, you know, turning down money sounds crazy, but at the same time, man, when this guy is not one of the key pieces, I mean, you know, he's one of two key pieces for the Indiana Pacers at this particular moment. So you had to pay him. But for him to leave, he must know something that we don't know. So that's what I'm getting to, L Boogie. I don't know, man, if it's going to work out in favor, but Charlotte versus Indiana, I'd have stayed with Indiana before I took a challenge at Charlotte. Not taking man, anything away from you. I'm just saying.
You got 90 seconds, bro. The streets is talking. They're talking about Dan Gilbert is willing to give away Andrew Wiggins for the Kevin Love deal. Good move or bad move right now?
Not just Andrew Wiggins, but also Anthony Bennett in the mix. If, Boogie, to be honest with you, is it a good move? I mean, anything's a good move, man. You got two young, talented guys on your team that you don't really know about just yet. You know about Anthony Bennett just from the season that he produced for you. And you really don't know about Andrew Wiggins just yet. What I'm going to say, L Boogie, is it would be a good move to get rid of the two youngsters to bring in the one veteran. Because we both know that Kevin Love would fit better with LeBron than the two rookie and the first-year player that are going to take their chances. So I would say, yeah, good move. What you think? Bad move or good move?
Man, we got to go to a commercial. When we come back from the commercial, bro, I'm going to let you know what was the move what I think the move should be. You know, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. You know what I mean? Shout out to the sports officials, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, I'm going to let you know what I think about that situation, Ro. You know what I mean? What the Cavs should do. Let me play GM. I told you what the Clippers should have did a long time ago. Traded Blake for Kevin Love. Long time ago. They should have been did that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Let's do it. Super producer of the show, T-Ro.
Clap and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showing racks, I'm throwing racks. In the VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sippin', broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands that make her dance, bands that make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands that make her dance, bands that make her dance. These chicks clappin' and they ain't using hands. Bands that make her dance, bands that make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands that make her dance, bands that make her dance. These chicks clappin' and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my little nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel, nigga. Smoking on Keisha. Cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands will make her dance. Don't you make her come, hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach in, her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Two giant, four price prices. Let me see that ass clap. Standing out. Face, bro. If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that hoe face. Ooh. Got two bitches with me, take a shot of one hoe, using her friend for a chase.
Executives make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Money talk, you ain't got no end or discussion.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money. Young nigga get head wide and just running. Let me see you wiggle. Do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank. All you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe. Call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy. I'm just
you already
bang.
Know. It's the streets, and we know them bands are make a damn. Come on, Tiger. I need you to get back to being how you were, doing what you do, winning majors. And you know how you do that. You got to get your mental focus back together, and I got to get my agent to get with your agent, and we meet up, man. I got some spots we could go to. I got the Pink Rhino. Out of Phoenix, man. We go there. We go down to Dallas, man. We got some spot down there. Ooh. Then I take you down to Christie. And they just, you know what I mean, put you together. It's frenzy, man. It's frenzy. So.
Yeah.
Man.
Let me ask you this. You know, in between Monday and Friday, we had some of the dopest, you know, things being showed on TV. But before we get to that, L Boogie, you got to tell me, man, before we start talking about your boy number two, for those that don't know who number two is,
that's Derek Dickoff, the El Capitan.
El Boogie, you got to tell me, good or bad, for Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett for Kevin Love.
This is what you do. You sweat it out. You let them play. Because he's going to be a free agent anyway at the end of the year. You don't have to give up anything. That,
true.
I mean, you can put Bennett in another trade package with somebody. At the end of the year, I would play with this team. I would see what it does. Because I tell you what, and I'm just looking at the explosiveness. You put Wiggins and LeBron James on the wing with Irving in the middle. Or you put Wiggins and Waiters on the wing with LeBron in the middle. See, there's a lot of versatility there. I wouldn't make a move just yet. You got a lot of young guys, but I understand you need some guys down low. You know, I think a lot of rebounds will be sucked up between LeBron, Kevin Love, and Varejao. And then you bring in Tristan Thompson, you know what I'm saying, off the bench, and he'll suck some rebounds up too. So who knows, man? You know what I mean?
What'd
who
you
knows?
Say, ride it out.
Ride it out. You got to ride it out, man. I wouldn't do anything. I'll let the team play, see what Wiggins does, and we'll come to you before the trade deadline. Let's do that. Come on. If you still want to be interested in the deal, we'll come in at the trade deadline. And what's so smooth about it is that even if Andrew Wiggins is, and you look at the coin right here, well, who knows if he's not going to be good, because we know what Kevin Love can do. But no, that's why you wait. You know, Andrew Wiggins is looking kind of sexy right now. You can use him in a lot of trade situations, but you wait.
Yeah.
You wait till the All-Star break, and then you'll see that, hey, we're not going to give you Wiggins. We'll give you two first-round picks and Anthony Bennett. And guess what? Minnesota be so desperate because the season has started, they got to jump at the deal so they can get something for Love because they know he's not signing.
Right.
So, you know, make them sweat, man. That's what you do. Cleveland finally has a situation where they can make people sweat. Oh, yeah.
The cards are finally working out in Cleveland's favor.
Right now it is. I mean, you got all these draft choices, and just think, I don't think Memphis is going to do that well. So if they end up in the lottery, the Cavs can get their pick as well with the Heat's pick, plus their own. They had three picks in the first round. So if I'm them, hey, Minnesota, I'll give you two first-round picks, but I can't give you Andrew Wiggins. And then what's so crazy about the situation, the Coach Black is telling the media, it's just rumors. It's just rumors. Yeah. I don't have to tell Andrew Wiggins anything. It's just rumors. Oh, yeah? Streets.
You know what I mean? Hey, let me ask you this, man. Because on Tuesday, we did have a Major League Baseball All-Star game that, you know, ended up being one of the most, almost a classic as far as an All-Star game is concerned. Well, Mike Trout, like I mentioned earlier, the Anaheim Los Angeles Angels brought home the MVP trophy for doing what he did. And I told you, Boogie, about that American League. But other than that, yeah, American League won 5-3, beat the National League. Very hyped game. But L Boogie, what I want to ask you is this. Did you see the commercial for the Hellcapitan? Your boy will be rocking it, dog. It's just not because he was Jordan Brand. It's just because, yeah, that dude turned raw. Did you see the commercial, first of all, L Boogie, for your boy Jerry
Of course.
Tell me your thoughts about the respect commercial with Derek Jeter, you know, the main guy in the whole commercial with everybody. It's not one word spoken in the whole commercial, L Boogie, but it means so much. What did it mean to you, big dog?
Well, you know, when you play baseball, and say for an example, you come up to the plate and you tip your cap, that's respect to the pitcher. Or say for an example, you try to hit a home run and a guy like Torrey Hunter robs you and you're rounding the bases, and guess what you do? You take your hat off and you tip it to him. It's called respect. And so for Jordan Brand and for the guys who wears the Jordan to tip their cap to the captain. And you know what I loved about it also during the game and during the commercial? They had his announcer from the Yankees. Number two.
Those were the only words spoken to him during the whole commercial, and it was at the beginning. Next up, Derek Jeter. And only he can say it the way he says it. You know, it's so smooth, L Boogie. It's nothing hype. It's nothing too low. It's just right. You know what I mean? It's just, man, that's one of the most classic commercials that I've ever seen done. And for it to be, you know, dealt for Derek Jeter, hey, man, you know, there are some things that you need to go out a certain way. Man, that commercial says it all, man. And it had so many people in that commercial. And if you didn't see the first commercial where they had, I'm talking about everybody, Phil Jackson, Jeannie Buss, you know, Michael Jordan, and it just goes, the list goes on and on and on from all the,
Jay.
I mean, it's the main people, Jay-Z. I mean, come
Carmelo.
On, everybody. Carmelo.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. Everybody,
the mayor, the old mayor, Giovanni. It was just a very, you know,
everybody from the vendor walking down with the popcorn and the third base coach. It's just so hard to see that. And like I said, when you have a commercial where there aren't any words spoken and you still understand the commercial to the fullest, that is the dopest commercial ever. So big ups to Derek Jeter, man. This is the way the guy should go out. I mean, I don't know any other player who has done it like him in my time. But hey, man, that's a great commercial for a great dude. And you know, I hope this dude can have a job where I get to see him every day. You know, Major League Baseball, and you know, get that up there, man. We need Derek Jeter to be on these stations, man. This dude know everything about baseball and how it works. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, he gonna do the Barry Larkin. He got to, you know. So I'm just excited, and being that we're in a mediocre division, you know, who knows? We might win it, but hopefully we can just at least get to the playoffs. You know?
Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Knock it down. CC had season in the knee surgery. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't got no pitches.
Right. We got to go get somebody. I know you smell the money.
Hey, you know this week we also, after the Major League Baseball game, the All-Star game, on Wednesday we had some Espies. Did you catch some Espies, big brother?
Well, you know, I was just coming off the anesthesia, and, you know, that's when I had the surgery on Wednesday, and it was great to see at the end there as I was, you know, getting better, or as it was, you know how they had you drugged up. I had to get on those pain pills, man. It wasn't nothing in my cup, but I just had to drink some water the gopher was in my hand. So I loved the Stuart Scott, you know, speech, and the thing that I took from him on that speech is that that's just everyday living. You know what I mean? You don't have to have cancer to fight hard every day. But I am compassionate into what he said, and then him just giving it up to his daughter, I mean, you know, almost got emotional right there. Just, you know, because we for the kids, and for him to be an inspiration for his kids and us to be dads and the world, that, you know, who have, you know, children or fathers who, you know what I'm saying, have kids and a daughter. It's, you know what I mean, and for them to support you and whatever that you're trying to do, that was a special moment. So great job. What would you grade Drake on the hosting of the ESPYs?
Hey, man, Drake, see, this is what people don't understand. Drake was an actor before he became a musician. So Drake has already known how to talk to people and present himself. I enjoyed Drake, to be honest with you, and I enjoyed Chris Brown. I didn't know that they let Chris Brown out of jail to do ESPYs, you know what I mean? But it's all good, man, for Drake to be able to host the ESPYs. I mean, that's big time. That's real big time. And the one part that I enjoyed most is when he was trying to sing like he was Manny Pacquiao. And, man, that I laughed so hard with that particular, you know, little vision that he had with Manny Pacquiao. And then I also enjoyed his little poems that he wrote for Skylar Diggins. Can I dig in?
Like the Love Jones. That was called.
Yeah, so, you know,
Drake did a good job.
I would have suspected that, you know, he wouldn't have faltered during this particular, you know, type of deal, man. This is the ESPYs. Everybody in sports are, you know, looking at, you know, are actually in the building. And then with millions of other watching, you know, you got to be on point. So I would say Drake did a great job of hosting the ESPYs with all his little spiffs that he did and things like that. And the ESPYs are always cool to see, dog, because it's the best of the best. And for those that didn't get to see the ESPYs, well, I'm going to run down a couple of things that, you know, just in case you missed it, we're going to keep you hyped. You know, your boy Michael Sam got the Arthur Ashe Award. I didn't mean to say ass, you know. But once again, the one thing that I didn't like, you just showing a man kissing a man. Come on, man. We don't need that on. But anyway, Michael Sam, he won the Arthur Ashe Award for inspiration. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, Stuart Scott got the Jimmy V Award. That's a big-time award. You know, our girl Robin Roberts won that award last year, so it's a big deal.
Right. Big up to Robin. She was there, too.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see that as well. Your boy Richard Sherman, he won the ESPY for Best Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. Your boy Peyton Manning, of course, puts up so many numbers during the regular season that he won the Best NFL Player and Record-Breaking Performance. Your boy Doug McDermott from Creighton, he won the Best Male College Athlete. The Best Upset of the Year goes to Mercer when they beat Duke 78-71 in the first round of the NCAA, you know, tournament. And, you know, Michael Pham, the first openly gay dude, gets the Arthur Ashe Award, which was, yeah. I just couldn't take the kissing. I didn't mind the award, but don't show me kissing your dude all the time. Ronda Rousey, of course, won the Best Female Athlete Award. Your reigning MVP, Kevin Durant, take home two awards, the Best NBA Player and also the Male Athlete of the Year. So he got two ESPYs for that. And, you know, what I like about Kevin Durant, sometimes him being so humble, dog, could actually make him look like he's too soft. Because when he first showed up at the ESPY, talking about, I didn't come here to, you know, I don't know if I'm going to win an award or whatnot, but I'm just here just to take in the scene. Come on, KD. You know you there to win an award. You only got the MVP award in the NBA for 2014, man. Come on, dog. Cut that bull.
Right.
So, you know, right. It's just I'm glad that he, you know, he's a humble dude. But come on, man, sometimes eat your cake, dog. They don't just make the cake and make it look all pretty and put it to you in front of you so you don't eat it, man. Eat some of that cake and let them boys know how you feel. Yeah, I know I'm going to get this award. Yeah, I got the MVP. I should be doing something. You know what I'm saying? But there were a lot of other awards. If you missed the ESPYs, don't worry about it. It's going to keep coming on because you know that's how ESPN does it. You can YouTube the ESPYs nowadays. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? But that's what it is, man. Since you didn't get to see the ESPYs, I, you know, keep you in line.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw it. But I didn't see, like, you know what I mean, all the way through from the beginning. I was just, like I said, Wednesday was surgery day, so it was kind of tough for me when I got in. I just kind of saw, you know, the funny, I got in the commercial with, or the skit with Drake and Chris Brown. So I kind of, like, saw from there. That was funny. And I did see the... the Skylar Diggins poem, that was nice. So, yeah, Drake
that
did a good
dope.
Job. And you notice he said that his you know, one of his mentors is Chris. You know what I'm saying? Jamie Foxx. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. So that was real. You know, real nice. So big ups to Drake, man. He did a heck of a job, though. Big ups to Drake.
Yes, sir.
You know. Man, let's go to commercial. Hey, world, I'm still here. We ain't going nowhere. Take that. Man, it's the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Swim with the big fish. You fucking guppy. Gangsters make the world go round. Not just sagging, waving my flag, and never will I ease up, nigga, so stop basking. See, I was taught as a tiny looking on a set. It's all about the pussy and money, fuck the rest. Nigga, but take it quicker, take a leg when I'm seeking. All the jury and the money, so miss me with that preaching, teaching. Fuck all that bullshit. I wanna slang gay like Noriega. Sit back, watch my paper, collect like the IRS. As I kick it with 50 bitches all on my dick just like a president. And like the police, I want a gang of killers all on my side. That's down the line, more crooked of the St. Nines with ride. On my behalf while I call shots, as if I was Saddam Hussein. Jacking motherfuckers for Dana Danes. Hated by many, but I don't care, cause I'd rather be feared than loved. With a pocket full of dubs, cause gangsta make the world go round. And if you want a piece, then you best to be down. So quit chastising me, analyzing me. And like the escorts, the goal of your shoulder, nigga, we plain to see. Crooked ass cowards.
Gangsters make the world.
World be spinning, niggas been sinning since the beginning. History's a script, so I peep when I'm reading. Niggas probably grew weed in the garden of feeding before big bowling. Sex cards and loot is like bitches been scandalous, fighting for beaten fruit. But gangsters don't deal with that shit on the west side, and since they regulating hoes, I rose with the best side. So check it, as my lifetime is ticking, coming up strong, licking and flipping chickens. Need cheese in the mouth of cheese. I gave up sports to slang keys, but blamed it on my knees. Make sure I got what I need to make up your order. Everything from baggage, triple beans, to jugs for my water. Like a snitch, like a bitch, a world full of drama. Drug paraphernalia being found by my mama. Drama brings the sad song your mama seen. Just served your ass, you on your way to kill a king, nigga. So now I stand with heat in hand for my whole life span, cause evil lurks the land. Plus I got a packet with this gang bang jacket. Gotta hold it, keep it loaded, devoted, since quoted. For sure, one note, got the ups on these prices while my world keep twisting as a West Side gangster. For life, nigga.
Gangsters make the
I already know. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
It don't matter. Wherever we at in the world, we gonna make sure we get the show done, man, because we gonna stay in the streets. You know what's so crazy, though, Ro? You know, when they say gangsters make the world go round, I'm taking a look at your boy, man. I can't get over it. Donald Sterling, straight gangster.
That's a gangster. He's gangster. From L.A., man. He doing it big. He the head, blood, crip, whatever you want to call it. He doing it.
Man, it's unreal. It's unreal. Man. You got some more signings in the league, though, Ro. Who you got else signing? Who went down?
Oh, man. You know, man. Okay. You want to know who else is? Guess who said he going to join the hip of LeBron? I thought it was going to be CB, Chris Bosh. But it wasn't Bosh after all. Man, Mike Miller say I'll take the 2-year deal to go play in Cleveland. I love LeBron. So Mike Miller taking his talent to, you know, good old Cleveland to play with LeBron as one guy who really, you know, I'll take it. Because if he can go 7-for-7 with a bad back, I wonder what he can do when he's standing upright. You know what I mean? Did pretty good with the Memphis Grizzlies last year. Didn't look like he needed to retire anytime soon. Like what we
he
were
hearing.
He was
playing all 82 games.
Yeah, exactly. And we thought he was going to be the one to retire after championship number 2. You know what I mean? But looked like he found the best back doctor in the league, and they got him playing the game. So, you know, he's going to try to come over to Cleveland and help LeBron and put some points on the board. You also have your boy Trevor Booker, who played for the Washington Wizards, helped the Wizards get to the playoffs and do big things. He decided to take his talent to Utah. So looks like Trevor Booker is going to Utah, and he's going to, you know, take his talents over there. Might just help Utah out. Also, Devin Harris of the Dallas Mavericks re-signs with the Mavericks. He wasn't able to play a full 82. He played half of that last season. Signs a 4-year, $16.5 million deal to stay with the Mavericks. This is what I wanted to say. It almost slipped my mind. See, San Antonio, they know how to keep winners with winners. Now, if, for those that didn't know, the Spurs have gone out and hired the EuroLeague Coach of the Year in Ettore Messina as the assistant coach under Pop. Now, I don't know if Pop is on his way out anytime soon, but when you go out and get the Euro Coach of the Year, I mean, that just let me know that you keeping the standards at a high level. So watch out, rest of the league. San Antonio then went and got a coach who's the Euro Coach of the League of the Year, and we're going to see what happens as he becomes an assistant with the San Antonio Spurs, because the one assistant that was with the Spurs is now rocking with the Atlanta Hawks and got them boys on fire over there. And your boy Andrew Bynum in other basketball news. I know you don't really want to talk about Andrew Bynum, but now Andrew Bynum is talking about sitting out the whole 2014-2015 season to go to Germany to get his knees worked on. Now, I thought that's what you did last season. I'm just saying. I ain't seen the dude in so long. I thought that's what he was doing last season. I thought he sat out to get the knees worked on, but hey, I guess I don't know nothing. Now, I'm still following Andrew Bynum. You know, he don't want to be in the league. He go, by the time he get done with all these surgeries, he going to look like Greg Oden around this month.
Man, tell you what, man. I guess you can't do that after you stole about, you know, $20 million. So, he another one, man. He's great. He pimped the league. I gotta give him his props, man.
Oh, man.
I gotta give him his props.
And your boy Robert Stuckey goes from Detroit to Indiana. Maybe he could help Indiana out with that point guard situation and get George Hill on another level. But, yeah, Robert Stuckey left Detroit to go to the Indiana Pacers, you know, that could help them out. And your boy Ed Davis leaves Memphis to go over to the Lakers. Oh, Carlos Boozer, been amnestied by the Chicago Bulls, but didn't matter. His $16.8 million salary is being picked up by the Los Angeles Lakers. So, Carlos Boozer, you're coming back to the West. You didn't do too good in the West when you was out here hanging with Utah, but we'll see what you can do when you with the Lakers, because they need you. I hate to say it, but they really do need you.
Yeah, yeah. It's frenzy, man. And, you know, like I said, now, let me ask you this, too. This Dwayne Wade deal, do you think it's like a LeBron deal? Do you think he's worth all that money right now, Ro? Or you just think they just owe it to him like L.A. owed Kobe $20
million? To be honest with you, I'm going to say yes. D. Wade is worth that money. LeBron signed a two-year $42.1 million deal, and D. Wade signed a two-year $31.3 million deal. Yes, he's taking about $11 million pay cut, but at the same time, Dwayne Wade has brought everything to Miami that they have up to this point. Even without LeBron, he won a championship. With LeBron, he won two. So you can't say Miami Heat and champions without putting D. Wade's name in there for all the championships that they have. So
without Wade being there, LeBron wouldn't have came.
And without D. Wade being there, there would be no LeBron in South Beach put in the same sentence. Okay, we understand that. So, yeah, D. Wade is deserving of the two-year $31.3 million deal because he is loyal. When you're loyal to an organization, the organization finds a way to pay you back, and this is one way that they did. Just like your boy Udonis Haslem, who's also re-signing to be with the Miami Heat, he would have made 4.6 on his last contract, but they've given him a little bit more. So he's going to make $5.5 million this season to re-sign with the Heat. So, you know, if you're loyal, you'll get your extra dipping. Even though it looks like D. Wade is taking a pay cut, that's still a lot of chump change for one guy on a team. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's worth it, El Boogie. I'm not going to take anything away from D. Wade. Like you said, if D. Wade wasn't in South Beach, LeBron wouldn't have came. You know, he wouldn't have flew south with the birds to do what he did.
CB.
Exactly. So he is deserving, and we all know that he ain't got too much longer, so you got to pay him his due for being loyal to you. Just no different than LeBron, no different than Carmelo, no different than Dirk. You stay loyal, you get rewarded, even though LeBron took a four-year, you know, just a leave of absence, but I'm back, you know, I'm back. I'm bigger and better.
A four-year leave of absence. We're going to see. But I we got to get into the asylum, man, because I need to get people's opinion on, you know, should they get D-Wade now? I mean, excuse me, should they give up on Andrew Wiggins and go for K-Love? Or, you know, tough it out and wait till the trading deadline or wait till next year?
Now, let me ask you this before we go to the asylum. Who do you think has the better package deal going between Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers? Who has the better package deal? Because, I mean, that's where this line is being drawn, because Golden State is trying to offer, but they don't have enough to offer. Cleveland is trying to offer, but they don't want to give up what they offer, you know what I mean? So where do you look at that?
That's my point, is that we are looking for, they don't want to give up Klay Thompson, over in Golden State for the move. And the Cavs don't want to give up Andrew Wiggins for the move. So what do you do if you're Minnesota? You know.
Right.
You got to make a move. And so they keep going away, and somebody's going to give in. That's what I keep trying to say. They keep floating. Okay, we're going to go to Golden State. They keep, you know, we need Clay. We want Clay with the deal. We want Clay with the deal. Let's see what Cleveland's going to do. They give you Cleveland. They said they'll throw in, you know, Waiters, Bennett, in the first-round pick. Hold on, wait a minute. And then it just keeps going back and forth. I'm trying to tell you, the world, the streets, let it ride out. Let it ride out. See what Wiggins will do. See how far you get. And then you can pick Love up in the offseason. I know some people's probably thinking, well, what makes you think Love is going to come in the offseason? Well, the only way they're going to get Kevin Love anywhere if he signs the deal or sign and trade. So, you know, with being that said, but at the end of the year, Kevin Love doesn't want to come to Cleveland. Hey, oh well, you can go get another power forward.
You know what? I don't think it's all about Kevin Love not wanting to come to Cleveland. He wants to play with LeBron. It's just that his situation is a sticky one. And for a lot of teams, they're going to have to ride it out, L Boogie, or Minnesota's going to get desperate by the All-Star break, which is right around the trade deadline, and they're going to accept one of those deals. So I don't think it's all about Kevin Love not wanting to be in a place. It's more of, you know, who wants me more? Because an organization is going to have to give up a lot more than what they want to get Kevin Love's presence on that team than what they're expecting. So I'm like you. Ride it out. You just got to ride it out, Big Pimpin. That's all you got to do. And let
Man.
Kevin Love fall where he wants to go. Because I'm telling you, that sign and trade ain't going to be the lick.
Exactly. Because once that in play, you can get rid of a contract at the end. You know what I mean? You can get rid of a contract at the end of the season and clear more money up for Kevin Love, where he would sign the extension, you know, at the end. So that's just me. You know, but we know that the Cavs are looking at what he's proven. You know, Kevin Love's proven. So I guess that's what they're looking at. Let's get another silent. What we got coming in first tonight, man?
Oh man, I think we need to go out to the town, man, and take it out to D-Mac, man, because D-Mac been on for a minute, checking us out, listening to everything, what's going on, and we really need to get an insight, you know, because you know he is a big time Los Angeles Lakers fan. And now that they, you know, are getting some pieces over there in Los Angeles, it's kind of forming up. But they still need a coach. So let's take it out to D-Mac, and let's see what D-Mac has to say about, you know, them Lakers and the rest of the league. Yo, big brother D-Mac, you on with the streets. What's happening?
What's up, fellas? Good evening, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we just chilling and maxing and relaxing. Of course, your boy is on them pills. On the other side of the world, trying to kick back. But let me ask you this, D-Mac, since we got you on the line. This is my first question to you, and it does have to deal with the city of Cleveland. Do you get rid of Andrew Wiggins or an Anthony Bennett just to get a Kevin Love over on you in your organization?
Well, let me let y'all fellas know one thing right now. D-Mac is going to be a LeBron James fan this year, man. You know what I'm saying? I done told everybody. I'm gonna turn over a new leaf, man, and I'm gonna root for my man. Kobe Bryant is still my favorite player, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm 40 years old, man. I love to see a championship come to Cleveland, if it's the Browns or the Cavs, but right now it's looking like the Cavs got a chance. But to answer your question, big bruh, I think what the Cavs is trying to do right now, I think the Cavs is all about winning right now, because as you know, with any organization, everybody is trying to win now. So even though LeBron James came out and said that he know that it's going to take a couple years and stuff, I think that the Cavs really want to win right now. But my thing is, Kevin Love really don't have no playoff experience, but it seemed like LeBron James really want him real bad. Do I think if he come here, he will be a big part of us making a run for the Eastern Conference Finals, or, you know, even making the playoffs or whatever? That's real big with the numbers and stuff that he put up and the team that we got. I think that Minnesota is asking a lot from everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I think right. If Cleveland was to make a big deal like this, they need to Kevin Love need to come here, and he need to sign for 5-6 years or whatever the deal gonna be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you risking Andrew Wiggins, who I think in the future is gonna be an awesome player, and then you got that guy under the tutelage of LeBron James, which is going to make him even a bigger player, you know what I'm saying? Now, I would say that somebody's going to jump on it eventually. I understand. I was rolling with y'all, too, and L Boogie, like, you know, the hell with Kevin Love. Let him, you know, play, and then we try to pick him up at, you know, end of the year. But, of course, the LeBron James rule, Minnesota want to try to get something for him. They just don't want him to walk away and they get nothing. So I understand what they're trying to do, and I feel they asking for a lot. You know what I'm saying? Will Cleveland go wrong with getting Kevin Love? They won't go wrong with getting Kevin Love, I feel, if he actually signs with the team for long term. You know what I'm saying? And then I think, you know, after 2 years, LeBron James don't even sign, and I think they really can make some noise with Kyrie. I like that they're not putting Deion Waiters on the trading block either. You know what I'm saying? They can get rid of Bennett or whatever, but Kevin Love coming, I mean, I think it'll be good, but if we don't get him, I'm still happy with the team that we got. And I feel, I mean, Andrew Wiggins is balling out in the summer league. He doing his thing, man. You know, he's showing me signs of, you know, with LeBron James coming and him working out with him and, you know, learning from him, it's going to make him big, man. So, I mean, I wouldn't give up everything we got for Kevin Love. I wouldn't if I was the general manager.
Wow. Yes, it's gonna be very interesting. And let me ask you this, D-Mac, did you see that Derek Jeter commercial? They've been showing it after the All-Star game. What do you think about that?
I ain't really had too much time to watch TV, big bro. I've been in these books, man. You know, that's what I'm doing right now. So I only got to see just a little bit of the golf today. Tiger, you know, he. I don't know, man. I don't know, he need to practice some more. I seen just a little bit of the All-Star game, but no, I haven't seen the commercial. Is it great? You know, that's one of my favorite players, too, like yours, big bruh. But I'm sure it's a hot commercial. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, they just, you know, had Derek Jeter walking up to the plate and with the usual, you know, announcer. And me being a Yankee fan, his name is on the tip of my tongue, but he came out like he always do when he's at home, you know. Number two, at shortstop, Derek Jeter.
I'm gonna have to tip his cap.
And no one after that, no one else talked. They had Michael Jordan, they had Phil Mickelson, they had Carmelo Anthony, they had you know, a lot of people, Spike Lee, Jay-Z. You know, people who wear the Jordan brand and the tip of the baseball cap, you know, and it's like a, you know, baseball etiquette type of thing. And, you know what I'm saying?
And it was very, you know, very interesting that they did that because, like I said, in baseball, they tip the cap. That's just out of respect. So,
oh, that's
you know.
I'm happy. I'm checking out tonight, but you know, right now it's all about the streets, baby. But when the show go off, and before I lay it down tonight, I'll make sure I YouTube it and check it out, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Man, I was listening to y'all, man. Hey. One thing, too, I think LeBron James need to go to number 6. I think 23 do need to be retired. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally. He made the comment. So, I mean, roll with it. Stick with 6 or pick another number. You know what I'm saying? But,
right. He's on Instagram asking the people, or Instagram and Twitter, asking his fans which number should he wear, 6 or, 6 or 23.
I mean, if he feel that 23 should never be worn, I mean, roll with 6, you know what I'm saying? Will Cleveland people like it? No, because they probably wanted him to stick with the 23. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's on him. Man, I also got to check a little bit of the ESPYs out. Like just a few minutes, I had to turn it off and go to bed, man. I don't know how y'all guys think that Drake did good. Man, that dude was terrible, man. I didn't watch the whole show. I watched like 20 minutes, but it was enough. The jokes, whoever wrote his lines and stuff, and the jokes was corny. I mean, man, you can hear a mouse piss on cotton, man. I mean, nobody wasn't really laughing, man. It was corny to me, man. That dude, I said, where's LL Cool J at, man? Where's Samuel L. Jackson, man? Where's Kevin Hart at, man? That dude was terrible, man. Now, I didn't watch the whole thing, and maybe he got better, but the 20 minutes that I seen, I said, let me turn this off and go to sleep, man. I'm not about to stay up and go to school all tired listening to this junk, man. That dude was terrible, man. But the first 20 minutes, I mean, when I heard that, like, the crowd wasn't really laughing at his jokes, I know he didn't write them, you know what I'm saying? They all got writers that do this stuff. But it was terrible, man. I was like, Kevin Hart got to come out and say today, Samuel Jackson, somebody, man. That dude was terrible, man. Terrible. I give
really
him my
think
grade,
so?
My grade that I give him was an F for what I seen when the crowd... The crowd was you know what the corniest joke all was? This dude gonna try to hate on my city, man. You know what I'm saying? Gonna try to hate on my city. I said, oh hell no, oh no, he got to go. Trying to talk about the land. Yeah. Wait till he come here and I go to a game, man. I'm throw a pop in the back of his head. How about LeBron James? That was terrible. Yeah, I'm hating L Boogie to hell with Drake. Go sing some love songs.
See, people hate the truth, don't they? And that's the truth what he said about Cleveland, about the 40 million.
Hey, Boogie, only us can disrespect the crib, man, because we from here, man. Take his ass back to Canada, man. Can't let nobody else disrespect the land, man. No, that's a no-no, man. That's a no-no, man. But, man, the show is hot tonight, man. Y'all got some good topics, man. Hit me with something else real quick.
Let me ask you this. Everybody's talking about the Sacramento Kings. They're trying to get deals made. Stuckey, I think, signed a contract over there with the Kings. They got Cousins. They're trying to get, Jay Smoove, a.k.a. Josh Smith from Detroit. What do you think about the state of the NBA right now?
It's like what we talked about weeks ago and what we seem like we talk about a lot, man. It's I'm not disappointed that much no more because hopefully it makes the league a little competitive. But a lot of teams, a lot of players, them is getting together, man. And you know, luckily we got LeBron James now. But I mean, look at these cities that's not getting these big name players. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, too. I mean, look at the Seattle Seahawks, man. These guys, it make them more hungry, I feel, you know what I'm saying, to play together and want to go out here and beat the beat the likes of the Kevin Durant and, you know, the Westbrooks and the Chris Pauls and the Blake Griffins and them, you know what I'm saying, and make these guys probably want to play harder and dig down deep to beat these guys that's putting all these all-star teams together, man. But eventually it's going to hurt these small market teams, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look what happened when LeBron James left Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Ticket sales went down. Prices of parking, people lost jobs and stuff. Now that he's back, it's about to make the city bigger, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's all about who your boys is, you know what I'm saying, if the teams can afford you. And everybody trying to put rosters and stuff together. But at the end of the day, is these owners and them going to go broke over this stuff? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's looking good right now trying to put all these players together, but it's still all about chemistry. You know what I'm saying? It's still about chemistry. You know who not putting nobody damn together? Them damn L.A. Lakers, man. They ain't putting shit together, man. They go get old-ass Boozer, who I definitely think is going to be a good help towards my man Randall. You know what I'm saying? I think that him being there going to help him out, but I'm starting to agree with you, L. Boogie, man. It's time for Kobe to go in the sunset, man, because it don't look like the Lakers organization, man, is trying to help this guy at all. Get the money, Kobe, and I'll holler at you, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to roll with LeBron, man. I hate to say it, y'all, but L.A. ain't trying to put no Hollywood team together. They ain't trying to give Kobe no help. So, you know, L.A. going to be mediocre, man. And you're right, L. Boogie. I've been looking, you know, checking out a little bit, and it's looking like the Clippers is going to be, the Hollywood team now. You know what I'm saying? In 2 years, Kobe going to be in the sunset. So I'm definitely not happy with my team at all. But, hey, I'm from the land, and the Cavs looking good. So, hey, I'm about to jump on the bandwagon, man.
Well, before we let you go, you're from Cleveland. I know you heard Johnny Money with Snickers. Just signed an endorsement deal. What do you think about that, man? He ain't even took a snap yet.
Hey, I was just about to say that, man. The dude ain't even played yet. He ain't even got on the field. Man, I truly hope when this dude do get in the field, because I'm sure we probably going to see a lot of him in the preseason, man. But I hope he can, you know, get on the field and perform, man, and show everybody what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? You getting all these endorsement deals and stuff. Your boy LeBron here. I mean, I hope when this dude get on the field, man, he shuts a lot of the critics and a lot of people up. That's all I want to do. I want to see him shut a lot of critics up and get on the field and let me know that you're worth what all the endorsements and everybody is giving you.
Man.
Oh, you know he gonna do that. When he get in between them football lines, that's when he become your favorite player. It's what he does off the field that makes you question.
But you know what, T? A lot of cats be saying, man, in the league, man, like your line, your offensive lineman and them, a lot of people don't be liking that noise, man. So come preseason, let's see if these guys really gonna have his back. See what he made of, or they gonna, you know, let that D lineman get in and crack his head, man. Just to let him know
you
ain't
the
head.
Big brother T Mac.
He can be
like
he can be.
They gon'
he can be
mad
all he want to.
Hey,
but he better fly before
he
get cut.
Hey, like L Boogie say, I agree with him. L Boogie say you're not bigger than the logo. He's not bigger than the logo.
Not bigger than the logo, man.
And as much as L Boogie is AKA Skip Bayless, the last couple of weeks and shows, man, I'm starting to believe him, man. I'm starting to be like, L Boogie know what he's talking about a little bit, man. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
When he had Cleveland like 8-2, and y'all looking down at everybody else. Ain't gonna be worried about what Johnny doing. Johnny gonna be able to go to Indonesia on Monday morning and show up Wednesday to practice, and ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
They ain't gonna be 8-2 this damn year with that schedule they got. they ain't gonna be 8-2 this year.
Hey,
but look, man.
I'm just saying, when Cleveland's winning and he's at the helm, ain't all that going to be thrown out the window. They can say all that because they don't know.
You never heard me hate on him, though, T. I said, oh, when he get on the field, he earn every dollar and do everything he do. But at the same time, like L. Boogie say, he's not bigger than the logo. And right now, with the comments and stuff that he be saying in the paper and this and that, I think he really thinks that he's bigger than the logo. So let's see what the players and them and everybody let him do. Because then we police our own. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and they can police that dude real fast.
D-Mac, when you come into the league and you are already making more money than your top dog for the organization, man, you know. Man, Johnny come from all money. He ain't worked for He ain't worked for that. I've been having money.
That money better stay long when they be sending them down to Cleveland Clinic to get therapy done and getting his concussion test done. I hope his money long then. Hey,
he gonna go to that in the private jet that he already owns. He gonna fly
right
to the doctor office 3 minutes away.
D-Mac,
we'll see what story he makes.
Right. We appreciate you calling, man.
Hey, Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Man, I want to wish you a speedy recovery, man. Anything you need or anything like that, man, you let me know, man. You know I got you, man. I ain't really linked up with you, but I definitely going to get with you, man, and touch bases with you, make sure you cool. You've been in my prayers, man, big time, man. I definitely wish you a speedy recovery, man. I checked you out on the social network. I hear you say you done hung it up for good, man. So, hey, good luck to you, man. You held it down for a long time, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man, and giving these young cats all that knowledge and stuff that you got. T, I love you, man. The show is hot, fellas. One.
Love
you, bro.
And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Ooh, oh! Wait. Oh! Want to go to a commercial real quick,
Pop? Yeah, let's go to a commercial real quick. You know, we went a little bit over time. When we come back, man, we're going to link up with our guys, man, the sports officials, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my girl Lynn, man. She just called in, man. So shout out to my girl Lynn. You know? We the streets. 347-855-8896. Get with us, blogtalkradio.com. Search box, the streets is talking. Oh, man. When we come back, we're going to get back into the asylum. Hey, the ESPYs. I thought Drake did his thing. Man, it's the streets. Super producer T-Row. We hotter than a firecracker. It ain't even the fourth no more. Let's go.
Hair long, you should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and thick foes, Drake got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Take 9-1 chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built a house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came stepping on a nigga's feet, man. A-Bass sneakers came from the D-Gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C-Thang. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that $150 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, something to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no
oh. Jay be going hard on that one, man. We that's my verse right there, man. Good old Jigga, man. You know, we back on the street. Man, it's your boy L Boogie T. Roll. That guy, Jewel's the G, always out on assignment, man. You know how we get it in. We back from the commercial, man, keeping it live, keeping it hot for you, man. You know, want to give a special shout-out, man, to Global Network One, the Sports Official. They're not artificial. They're real. You know what I'm saying? Coming with it. And before we get back into this old sports thing and get back into the asylum, I want to give you some more news, L Boogie. Street tweet.
What's that, bro?
Man, the boy, you know, the dude that played for Boise State, the wide receiver that was pretty good named Titus Young, they got picked
up. With the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, they got picked up out of line. Yeah, man, this fool, man, I don't mean to call him a fool, but this dude right here, L Boogie, he don't know how to keep himself under control. This guy's facing one count of felony battery with serious bodily injury and three misdemeanors off of something he didn't did last week, but we're going to have more information for you on that. Your dude, Chris Cluey, who is the punter for the Minnesota Vikings, man, he's suing the Vikings, man. And it's all because they were making homophobic slurs and all this, treating him like he was one of them boys from Miami, huh? In that Richie Cognito type of situation. And now, you know, what makes me think that it's something real big is because the Vikings, they done went ahead and suspended the special teams coach, Mike Pfeiffer, 3 games for his inappropriate conduct with Cluey during the time that this was all going down. So it looks like, you know, the Minnesota Vikings, even though they're getting a brand-new stadium and new facilities, they're not starting it off well. Because they being sued by one of their own. Major League Baseball, man, this dude, Buzz Seeley, going to say, because the All-Star game next year, the Major League Baseball All-Star game is going to be held in Cincinnati. So he's saying that Pete Rose is going to be involved just a little bit, but don't get too out of hand with it. Well, if you don't want this dude to be, you know, in the Hall of Fame, come on, man. Why you want him to, you know, play a part in your All-Star game because you know he's the biggest name in Cincinnati? You know what I mean? So I don't really get that, Bud Selig. You need to be kicked in the teeth for your actions on holding Pete Rose out of the, you know, Hall of Fame for whatever reasons you want. And then again, L Boogie, Adam Silver just said about Donald Sterling that it is no guarantee that the Los Angeles Clippers will be sold before the season. What the? Man, look. I almost said something bad around here, man. Look. Man, Donald Sterling, give up the team, man. That don't even make sense, man. You're supposed to be the sold team on June 3rd.
Here we are. It's July 21st. I'm tired of keep bagging it up and bagging it up, man. You need to be out of here. Let Steve Ballmer get the team, man. Let him do what he do. Hell, he got more. Well, I ain't going to say he got more money than you, but he up there. Hell, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money right there. Tell you that. Woo! Man, you know what I don't understand? How you can just sit there and say that he's definitely out the league. Now Silva sits back and say, we don't know if it can be done. This is what I mean about corporate America, and we keep it real in the streets. The people who have the most money can do whatever they want to do, especially on this scale. And this is what I think that these players should do. And they might not think so. They might think I'm crazy. Don't play another game until Sterling is out. I bet you to get expedited then.
Right.
A rookie, a veteran, no one, plays a summer league game, preseason game, go to practice, or nothing. And it starts with LeBron James for Donald Sterling to be out of the league quickly, expeditiously. He needs to be gone. Let's take a stand, man. And we in the streets. So,
yep.
I'm not, that's what makes me kind of, you know, aggy when we get to talking about Donald Sterling and, you know, people signing these contracts and things like that. It does, don't nothing move but the money. So you're getting paid by these people, and they're letting you know that even if you protest or whatever, I still got other businesses. This doesn't mean anything to me. This is a hobby. This is money that I have to spend. Let you know that, you know, when they get to a different level, you have to spend a lot of money. So they won't get you during tax time. It's levels to this game, man. Like Meek Mill said, it's levels. So I just wanted to say that, man, in the streets that, you know, they can do whatever they want to do because they who they are. And we need to some way, somehow, somebody needs to, you know, take a stand. And they can sit here and, you know, criticize L Boogie about me hating or whatnot, but I'm hating on these guys that don't want to miss a meal. You know, it's more of them than it is us. So.
Yep. In other news, L Boogie, I want to also let you know that in the NBA, if you were one of the teams who have won an NBA championship from the beginning of time, the NBA is going to allow a small gold tab on the back of the jerseys that will show the teams that have all won a championship. So there are going to be some teams out there with a little, you know, with their jerseys clean, but then there are going to be some other guys out there with their jerseys on point. They're going to have a little small gold tab if they won a championship. Not like the Lakers or not like the Boston Celtics where, you know, they didn't want so many that the small gold tabs will reach from one side of the jersey to the other. It's just going to be one tab. So it don't matter if you won one championship or if you won multiple, you get that gold tab. And I think that's a big-time thing for the NBA. And it also allows people to understand that that these teams with the gold tabs are champions at one point in time. So I want to give a big ups to the NBA for putting that on the jerseys because, you know, sometimes you look at teams being played and you're like, man, did they ever win a championship or had they ever, you know. So this will give an identity to those who have won a championship or multiple championships, and it'll let it be known in a standout fashion. LeBron James, since we in Cleveland, man, for the first time ever, LeBron been voted the most popular male athlete in the United States. Now, that's kind of hard to believe, being, you know, that this guy
is LeBron James. You mean to tell me that he wasn't the most popular guy in the United States before? But, hey, you know what? It's been some great athlete, male athletes around here to do it. So for LeBron to have this being his first go at it, hey, that's a big deal. And also in other NBA news, L Boogie, your boy Eric Bledsoe, who played a big part of the Phoenix Suns changing their roles and getting things back to the way that they've been trying to get them, he and the Phoenix Suns cannot reach a deal right now. And what's going on, the Suns are trying to offer him a little bit of nothing. It's almost like Lance Stephenson. So don't be surprised if your boy Eric Bledsoe decides to take his talents elsewhere. It almost appears that Eric Bledsoe is a roadie now, meaning that he's here one day, and the next day you gone. Boy, I tell you, come on, man, get it together. Eric Bledsoe, you need to stay with the Suns, man, because you helped the Suns get to where they haven't been in a while. So, yeah, go ahead, man. Sign something with the Suns so that way you can get it done, you know?
I think that they're going to let him go now, man. They don't care if he signs right now, T-Row, because they're signing all these guys.
Yeah, you're right about that. And let me ask you this, L Boogie. During the Major League Baseball All-Star Game on Tuesday, of course, it was Derek Jeter's last All-Star appearance. But the pitcher for the National League, Mr. Adam Wainwright, is taking some heat because they saying that he just threw a groovy pitch down the middle to where Derek Jeter could get a hit on. Does it matter? What does this mean, man?
First of all, it's an All-Star game. Secondly, Derek Jeter still has to hit the ball. Let's not get it twisted. It wasn't like, you know, he threw a softball pitch and he, you know, I mean, knocked it out the park. Derek Jeter is Derek Jeter. He's going to hit the ball anyway. You know, so that didn't make him lose. I don't think one pitch cost him the game. And I think, like I said, he tipped his cap. Respect to the captain.
Derek. Yep.
Jeter. So, yeah, man, Derek Jeter. I don't think it was a smack in the face or a disrespect. I think it was a, you know, a good thing. He did what he wanted to do to show respect for Jeter by throwing it over the plate to let him, you know, smack at it. What if it would have went?
Hey,
foul?
Man, these people need to get their acts right, dog. It ain't nothing wrong with letting Derek Jeter get in a hit in his last All-Star game. Come on, man. The media is taking it to different proportions, man, that don't need to be taken. This is something very, very – it's just baseball, man. I mean, I don't get it. I wonder what they would have said if he would have actually took the live ball for a home run. I mean, come on, man. It's Derek Jeter. Come on, let the dude do what he does. He's been doing it for 18, 19 seasons. Let him do what he do, man. I don't get this, L Boogie. Get off the man back. Man, we need to go to the silence because I don't want to talk about that no more.
Let's do it.
Man, you know, let's take it back to the silence, L Boogie, because, you know, we definitely got to talk to the host with the most, man, straight from the sports officials. You know, T-Nick, Nilly Neil, Mitch, the OG scorekeeper, Evan O. You know, these guys keep it rocking every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, excuse me. That's 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, that's 9 to 11. So, you know, we're going to definitely get in and start rocking with the host with the most. Yo, Big Brother T-Nick, you on the line with the street?
Industry rule number 4080, radio stations are shady. So brothers watch your back because I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. That's old school. Q-tip.
Hey, for those that don't know, that's Firefox West. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just you know, the tribe. I got to let some of the youngsters know about them. How ironic is it that Cleveland and Miami is playing the last summer league game against each other right now? Ain't that some edge? I mean, it just seems like it's all a setup. You know, before I tap in, what we were talking about, I caught the last thing you were just talking about, Ro, about the little golden logo, you know, on the NBA jerseys this year. First of all, that logo needed to be changed. Jerry West ain't the logo no more. It's Mike. Mike's the logo. They need to have the jump man on the back of your jersey. That's the real logo. But
right.
Here's my thing. You want to put a little gold emblem on the back to say they won a championship. When truth be told that there is the Celtics won 17 of them. The Lakers won 16 of them. You know what I'm saying? There's only four teams that won three or more championships besides them, you know, with them. The Celtics, the Lakers, the Bulls, and the Spurs. They're the only ones. You know, so it's like 17 franchises only won one championship. You know what I'm saying? That's the other four that I gave you, 65% is between those dudes. Celtics, Lakers,
right.
Bulls, and Spurs. That's 65%. So then you add in the Pistons, the Warriors, you know, the Heat won, three of them. The Sixers won three of them. The Rockets won a couple. The Knicks won a couple. Hawks won one. Mavericks won one. The Bucks won one. Oklahoma City Thunder, but they were the Seattle Supersonics then when they won. Portland won one. Sacramento won one, but they weren't even Sacramento then. They were the Rochester Royals. You know what I'm saying? The Washington Wizards, when they won theirs, they were the Bullets. So they were the Bullets on West Hartsdale. You see what I'm saying? So it's really a farce. You know, so for all you youngsters, go look at what a farce is. You know, that's, you know, go look in the dictionary. You know, a farce is what's not true. You know, this is it's misleading is what it is. You know, so that right there, man, to put that on the back of your jersey, man, that's some straight garbage if you ask me. You know, as far as the topics, man, a couple of your topics, and most of them was NBA. You know, nobody want to play with Kobe, Boogie. And that's the bottom line. Nobody don't want to play with him. You know, so until Kobe hang up them sneakers like you did and like I did, anybody don't want to play with him, man, because, you know, he an old man. And with old men are what? They stuck in their what? They stuck in their ways.
They stuck in their ways, man.
So, you know, he ran Dwight out of town. You know, Dwight couldn't take the pressure, man. You know, it was too much. You know, he ain't like Shaq. You know, he not no dog. If you're not no dog, you can't play in L.A. If you're not a dog, you can't play in L.A. Now, that's the limelight. So, as far as Wiggins, man, you can't trade Wiggins. I'm with the show. Man, you got to sit on it. You know, you got to force Minnesota hand. What's their best offer? Harrison Barnes and David Lee. That's their best offer. You know, the Cavs passed over Harrison Barnes. They ain't even want him. David Lee is getting old and injury prone. So that's their best offer. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know what I can tell you what Wiggins and Love got in common, even though Love is 25 and, you know, he headed towards his prime. You know what both of those guys got in common? Neither one of them been to the damn playoffs. So when both of them go to the playoffs next year, it's going to be their first time going. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm the Cavs, man, you play hardball, man. You know, I ain't giving it up, man. I give you Bennett. I'll tell you what. This is me. This is just me talking. I give you Bennett, and I give you all three of the first-round picks next year that Cleveland got. I give you all of them. You can have every last one of them, and you can take Bennett, too. That's all I'm going to give you. I ain't going to give you none of this. I ain't about to give you Wiggins. I ain't about to give you Waiters. I ain't about to give you Tristan Thompson. I ain't about to give you nothing. Nathan, not a goddamn dime for your time. This Uncle Sauce talk. You get nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get, man. I love the Lance Stevenson move, man, going to Charlotte, man. That's a big move for him. So, you know, I'm glad the homie went and got his money. I know he could have got more with the Pacers, but I think there was something there, though, man. I think he an alpha male, you know, and he wanted to be the lead dog, and he couldn't be that in Indiana. So he can't play the background. That's just him. Johnny Manziel signed with Snickers before he even put on a Cleveland Brown uniform. Everybody else got to remember that LeBron James signed with Bubble Young before he even put on a Cleveland Cavaliers uniform. You know, so
I got one.
Well, not Bubble Young, it's Bubblicious. It's one of them damn bubbles. Bubble Young, Bubblicious,
yep.
You know, Hubble Bubble. It was one of them. You know, but I'm going to tell you, I only got one word. It really worked. I got four letters for you, LRMR. them dudes is getting it, man. I got to get it to them. Rich Paul and all of them, man, they, me, you know, me and Neil, Neil talked about this, you know, I just touched down, come from vacation, man. I was gone for a week. And Neil, Neil, me and Neil talked about this, man, after we played some golf. Rich Paul and them, man, they doing it the right way. You know, you can't be mad at them. How, LeBron, he played 7 in Cleveland. He jumped out and went down to Miami and played 4. Got 2 titles. Jumped back out back in Cleveland for 2 years. You know, don't sweat it, Cleveland, because it ain't about he going to leave. It's about that TV deal coming up. Right now, he can get 20 out of the cap.
Hey, remember, you heard the streets is talking. They said I couldn't come back home when they said that. When I came back home.
When you came back home, he gonna get that money. So he got $20 million coming to him right now. And when that new TV deal hit, he about to get that $30 million a year. Is what he about to do. They ain't stupid, man. You know, you gotta give it to the brothers. You know, whoever pulling the strings, whoever looking at it, I ain't sure. Really don't care. But they getting their money. You know, and I'm excited for them, man. You know, it is what it is, man. So. You know, I can tell you this, man. I want to get off them and get on to us, man. We got something big coming up. You know, streets, sports officials, we got something big coming up. And when it happens, you know, we want the whole team all in. You know, we want the team in. D-Mac, Skeeter Mode, Chef, you know, our bigs, Big Al, Big Intellect, you know, everybody else. We want the team in. So when we put it out there, when we announce it, everybody got to buy into it. You know what I'm saying? You got to buy into it. When you buy into it, it's going to be something special. You know, it's going to be really, really something special. You know, so Boogie, you know, man, I hope you feel better, man. I know you hung up your sneakers. I'm going to tell you, an injury made me hang up my sneakers. You know, we was playing one day, me and Nilly and all of them, man, we was undefeated. We playing in, I think it was a 30 and over league or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But we balling, man, and, you know, I slid in, took the charge. I didn't really have to, but, you know, team played. And I slid in, took the charge, fell back, hit the elbow, jumped up. You know, my elbow just a little, felt like a little funny. You know, they passed the ball to me. You know, me and Nilly, we playing the inside-out game and throw it back. I'm about to shoot the J. I couldn't feel my arm. You know what I'm saying? So I passed it back in. You know, after the game, we outside, we chilling. You know, we drinking and, you know, going to the head a couple times and blah, blah, blah. So I get home, and I'm like, man, I can't even move my arm. My baby, I go to the hospital. I ain't going to the hospital. So finally, she talked me into going to the hospital. I broke my arm. I ain't never broke nothing in my life. No, so I broke my arm on a charge. And that day, 6 years ago, I hung up the sneakers. Now I play golf. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
that's
what I do. Now hug them up,
man. I'm with you, sir. It's no more basketball for me unless I'm, you know, coaching. But you know,
right,
competition,
right.
I'm
yeah.
good. I'm just strictly on the golf course.
Nah,
bro.
Man. I'm cool.
Oh,
I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the course. I'm gonna talk these sports. I'm gonna teach these youngsters. I'm gonna keep doing what we're gonna keep doing. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm gonna do is tomorrow I got a coaching certification because I run a youth football alliance up here. You know, the YFA, which is a football league, got over 65, 75 teams, something like that. You know, I'm about to go talk to about 500-600 coaches tomorrow. You know, when I finish teaching them the rules and talk to them and everything, I'm going to tell them, hey, man, every Monday and Friday, 9-11 Eastern Standard Time, make sure you tell a friend, tell her girlfriend, to tell her side chick about the streets. That's all I got, brother. Talk to y'all on Sunday, man.
No doubt it is.
There you have it. That's the host with the host, man. T-Nick, straight from the sports officials every Sunday. I can't wait to hear what the news is. It's going down, L Boogie. We about to blow the top off this joint. Woo!
When you walk that out. Woo! With the real flair. But before we continue, I want to just say we're finishing up our event from last week, Young People Versus Violence, Summer Showcase 2014. It rained on us a little bit. It looks like the weather's going to do that again. But see, Boogie, he got to have a backup plan. So, You know, just like when you're in the streets, if the, you know what I mean, if it ain't selling right, you got to go to the next plan to get it off. So we're going to go inside, the infamous inside of Thurgood Marshall, if it rains. So violence will not stop us, man. You know, we got to get it in. We got to get these young people out here to understand that to keep dreaming, and we're going to help them get to that, you know, to that next level. So just want to let them know, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thurgood Marshall, Cleveland, Ohio, 8611. That's the address. And when you come, you know, come in peace. Come with inspiration and come with synergy. You know what I mean? So that's from El Boogie to the world.
Yeah, that's big time, man. And I hope everything, I hope the weather permits for you guys to finish it off tomorrow. I know it's been, you know, an extension of what you started, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. You got to get it in, and, you know, one more day that allows you to get it in, man. You'll be, you know, you complete your task, dog.
Man, I keep, man, and listen to this, bro. I'm on crutches, one of the kids stopped by my mother's house today and just knocked on my mom's door and asked my mom, is L still having the tournament tomorrow? The world then got back up to Thurgood, you know, that I had the surgery. They was wondering if I still was going to be there. Man, I got to be there. Just like
right.
I got to be on the streets. They can't stop it, man.
Right.
You know, they can't stop it. We just too, you know, we got to keep it moving, and we got to keep giving this positive energy, man, and making sure that the future is taken care of, because I know that you love it, and I love the future as well. So that's just, you know, us, you know, me coming from the streets, man. I can't help it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to let you know this, L Boogie, one more thing, man, about this sporting thing. You know, how long has it been since we've been having an NFL draft in New York, big dog?
Man, it's been over 40 years.
Well, it's been in New York for all that time, and Roger Goodell has stated that, yeah, we're going to move it. It's either going to be in Chicago or L.A. They haven't found out which particular city is going to hold it just yet, but we're down to the last two cities, L.A. and Chicago. So be looking for big changes when the next NFL draft comes about. You remember your boy Aldis Smith, man, the 49ers defensive end that was getting into all this trouble and doing this and doing that. Well, for the bomb threats, they let him pass. But for the DUI situation that he got before that, you know, when he was trying to get home at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, well, they didn't put it on him, L Boogie. He went to court. They said, look, Aldis Smith, man, look, we're going to give you 12 days of jail time. He said, oh, no, judge, I can't do no jail time, man. I can't do behind bars. Well, judge say, well, I tell you what, instead of giving you 12 days in jail, we're going to make you work with the work furlough crew on the outside. Go pick up the trash on the freeway. We're going to take you to the middle of nowhere. And when you're going to put on this orange suit, and you're going to pick up trash for about 10 hours for them 12 days. So, Aldis Smith, you ain't going to jail. But damn it, you could like going to pick cotton like you was a slave, homeboy. You better be lucky you ain't in Arizona. They put you on the chain gang with some balls and chains, and he ain't liking that. You can't knock that off your ankle. But yeah, buddy, that's what we do.
I'm kind of upset at the system, because a guy like Aldis Smith, how can he sit up there and say, I can't sit in a jail cell because of the things you've done? You've been involved in a stabbing. You've been involved with firearms. You could have killed somebody with the DUI.
Yeah.
If he was a regular person and I was to go up there and I was to say,
Well, Your Honor, I can't deal with being behind bars. You know, can you put me outside? You know what, hey, who are you? I'm going to say, I'm L. Boogie. You're L. Boogie? Well, I'll tell you what, L. Boogie, you just boogie on down to that cell. Because I'll be vindicated and get your way. But, you know, I know you smell the money. When you got money, things happen for you.
You got that lawyer who can pass that little white envelope over to the judge.
Oh, man. You already know. You got to know people. And that's what happens when you can do that. So,
right.
I don't think that, you know, and I'm all for the players. Let's not get it twisted. But I think you should really spend some jail time inside the jail so he can really be humble. Because that's just like being free. You on work release. In Cleveland, my brother used to work there. He called it the workhouse. That's too easy.
Babe, you been out there in no man's land 10 hours, 5, 6 cars past you every 30 minutes. Man, that could be boring.
Yeah, but you're free.
You ain't that free. You wearing an orange jumpsuit and got to get on a bus. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but it's a difference when you got to sit in that cell 24/7 days and you in regular population. That's a real big difference.
That's an eye-opener.
But let me ask you this, Ro. Your boy, Terrell Washington, is he on the hot seat down there and, you know what I'm saying, with the Texas Rangers? I know we're flipping back and forth, and we only got about, you know, we just 8 or 9 minutes. I just wanted to touch on this. Is he getting a raw deal down there in Texas?
Well, to be honest with you, L. Boogie, I'm going to make this short and sweet. You know, Ron Washington was supposed to be fired the year that they went to the World Series, the first year. You know, we went back-to-back years, lost to San Francisco Giants and then lost to the St. Louis Cardinals, or vice versa. St. Louis first and then the Giants second. But, you know, he was supposed to be fired during that first World Series run that we made because, you know, they did a surprise drug test on him, and he came back positive with that white boy, or shall I say that white girl, that Christina Aguilera, you know? And so, you know, things could have gone south for him real quick during that time. But good thing that we had a stable staff within Nolan Ryan and those boys, and they let him stay on, and he did big things. But here we are 3.5 years removed from that situation, and you know, things aren't looking too good for the Texas Rangers. The other teams in our division are really, you know, putting it on us right now. And it's due to a lot of injuries that the Rangers have sustained, as well as letting Nolan Ryan just walk out and go be an advisor for Houston. So things are different, and I believe that without Nolan Ryan being there, Ron Washington ain't going to be there too much longer. So, yeah, just be looking for that. I ain't going to say they're going to fire him this season, but you can definitely look for something in the off season. Yeah, we at the bottom, but we ain't at the bottom. So we still all right. But, Ron, watch the yo days of numbers.
it's going to be over with.
Yeah, it's going to be over.
It's over. Time to say goodbye.
Yeah, it's over with. Our big thing was pitching as well, like the Yankees. You know, you guys, you know, depend on that pitching. And right there with you, the Texas Rangers depending on that pitching, man. And with you, Darvish, you know, missing, being scratched from a lot of games and, you know, the next starter. It is kind of tough, man. And you know, baseball is a game of consistency. You got to be consistent in order to
to play that game. And if you're not consistent, you're not going to be part of that organization because they're gonna drop you down to a lower league. So, you know, baseball is tricky. You have to be consistent. You got to stay focused. You got to stay humble. And, you know, it's not always guaranteed that you're going to make it to a championship or to the finals just because of the logo that you're wearing across your shirt. So, yeah, it is what it is, L Boogie, but that's about it, dog.
That's about it. Man, we got a couple minutes before we get out of here, Ralph. Man, give your shout-outs, man. Before we get out of here, man, we're getting your shout-out until Monday.
Man, you know what it is. Big shout out to everybody checking us out on the web, man, keeping us live. To the sports officials, I know we got some big news coming up on Sunday. Can't wait to hear it and jump on it. And, you know, big up to my dad, man. Today my daddy's birthday, man, Papa Hudgens, July 18th. You know, big shout out to my father-in-law. His birthday was on the 16th. So, you know, man, big shout out to all the big-time players who have a birthday in July, all you cancels. You know what I mean? It's going down, L Boogie. And big shout out to the wife, Rue. I saw you checking in with us, baby. Rue hung up on us, but you know, hey, you know what it is, brother. I'll let you on Sunday or I'll see you on Monday, one of the two. You know what I mean? And, big shout out to my dude, man. Hey, big shout out to the doctor that worked on my dude, L Boogie, to get him tightened up. Big shout out to the rehab people who gonna tighten him up and get him back walking without a limp. You can't be walking like 50 around here, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Streets. Oh, man. That's cool. Man. It's my turn, Ro. It's time for me to get my shout-outs.
Man, right before you do, man, your boy Pope say he going to be in town August 19th, so you better, you know, get your scheduling right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got you. I'll try to make it, man, but the sniper got me so ill. Who knows? It might be a long. It's like Kobe, man. I told you it's the Kobe surgery. So, I don't know, but hopefully I'll be there. Man, first of all, I just want to give a shout-out to God, man. You know, I want to give a shout-out to God for, you know, letting us do the show once again through it all. You know what I mean? As usual, man, what we always say, man, we want to give a shout-out to, you know, greatness because, you know, with that being said, we can't be stopped, man. With that in God, we can't be stopped. Shout out, you know what I mean, Heaven on Youth, Dynasty, all the people and all the sponsors that, you know, helped us out with the Young People Versus Violence Project. You know what I mean? We want to give a big shout out to them, you know. And shout out to my baby boy, man. I call him my baby boy, but he's bigger than me. Since I've been, you know, on the table, my son, you know, Davell. You know, he's been, you know, helping me out, man. I could just see it on his face, man. You know, he hate to see his pops, you know, like that. But, man, he picked me up like a sack of potatoes, man. He helped me up the stairs. So, you know what I mean? I love my dude, man. So, not discrediting none of my youngins. But right now, you know, shout out to him. He give me up them steps. And like you said, shout out to Dr. Murkowski. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, Doc. You know what I mean? She went to Penn State, man, and she said she lived a block away from the Paternos. So that was cold. Yeah. So, yeah, that was great as well. So, yeah, man. So I appreciate, you know, all the people, you know, in the world. I appreciate all the prayers and the concerns. And I appreciate you, and I thank you, and I love everybody for doing that. You know what I'm saying, for Boogie. So it's felt, and y'all keeping my spirits up. So I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you guys on Monday. And as usual, picture us rolling. The streets. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shouts out to, you know what I mean.
everybody who came, you know what I'm saying, came through too, man. They came through as soon as I had the surgery, man. People was coming through, man. Big Meeks, everybody, so appreciate it.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is. And, you know, big shout out to the city of Cleveland. Big shout out to the city of Los Angeles. Big shout out to all those in the city of Dallas. You know how we get down, man. We repping all the way around. Every coast.
Hold on, Ro.
Hold on, Ro, man.
Shout out to Boss Lady, man. Shout out to Boss Lady, man.
You know how it is. We always gonna keep Boss Lady in effect. You know how we get down. Yeah, man. Well, straight from the streets, man. We love everybody been checking us out. L Boogie, 51,000 strong on that blog talk, man. It's still growing, you know?
No doubt.
We'll holler at y'all Monday, big brother. Take it easy on that leg, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You just gonna have to roll in your wheels. I feel you. Got the two wheels side by side.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Psych do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sin no chrome. We head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it, normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas talk cautious, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, boss hog, and this pocket nigga. Picture us rolling.